Did you know that every year more than 1,300 West Australians are diagnosed with bowel cancer? It is the most common internal cancer in our state. And I think we need to be bowel health wise, which is why Kath O'Connor joins me on the phone today. Kath is indeed, has a wonderful title, the Manager of Data and Screening Strategy at WA Health. Hello, Kath.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm really well. That is a good title. Do tell me what your job entails.
It's not that exciting, sadly.
Oh.
Part of my role is to help implementing the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program here in WA.
Mm-hmm. Which is a major, well, it's a national campaign, but you're responsible for the state. A lot of people receive that envelope through the mail. I've had it. But, for example, the person that chairs the house with me received one and went, oh, yes, well, I'll get to that, and quietly hid it away. Do a lot of people ignore the opportunity to participate in the test?
Yeah, sadly, the participation rate isn't where we'd like it to be. In WA presently, it's about 45%. Nationally, it's about 44%, so we are slightly better than the national average, but not particularly much. And we're definitely working very hard to try and increase that participation rate.
Why do you think people are sort of reticent? Do they think it's a sort of a dirty thing to have to do, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know there is what we call fecal aversion, mm-hmm. which actually means people are grossed out by the thought of having to touch their poo. But our message to them would be it's an incredibly simple, safe and hygienic test to perform, and it absolutely could save your life.
I would compare it to, Kath, to the simplicity of doing a rat test for COVID. It's that mm-hmm. simple to do this test.
It is.
You don't have to put your hands on anything. Everything is mm-hmm. sensitively done. Gloves are provided, and you just have to quietly put it in a sterile bag or receptacle and then mail it off.
Yes, that's right. You just poke the little poo with your probe mm-hmm. to get the sample. You don't touch anything, and then you flush everything away down the toilet once you've done it.
Yep.
And, yes, you post it off, and the test itself is looking for tiny amounts of blood in your poo
mm-hmm.
That are signs of early changes to the bowel. Once you can't feel or see any changes in yourself, and it allows you the chance to find those changes early when the best treatment and interventions have the best outcomes.
It's such an easy test for peace of mind. I mean, the first time I received it, I read everything with from top to bottom and all the preparation, and then going into the clinic for the afternoon surgery. It was all so simple. But when the test results came back, such relief.
Yes, it is. And look, even if you do test positive, the thing to understand is the vast majority will actually not be due to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But this test is all about finding changes to the bowel. Some of those are including cancer. And so if you do get a positive test, our advice is to go and speak with your GP.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely they'll refer you to have a colonoscopy. And that will give you the best chance of finding any changes. And we know that the program does find the changes earlier than if you wait and then symptoms arrive.
So let's get down to business. You are told that you have to have a colonoscopy. What is the surgeon looking for?
Yeah, so the surgeon is looking for the changes in the bowel, and they look like kind of like a little mushroom, really, growing inside your bowel. That's a polyp. And those polyps, if they aren't treated and removed, will continue to grow and potentially change. And when they change, they can become cancer. And that doesn't happen quickly. That's a very long process, usually up to 10 years. And that's why the bowel screening program sends you a kit every 2 years, because if we don't pick up any of those changes this time around, then we're likely to find something next time. And the thing is, the polyps, as they grow, they will intermittently bleed, and that's why we consistently send the kits out.
Mm. I think I'm almost anticipating the arrival of the next envelope, I must say. It must have been nearly, 2 years. I have no fears whatsoever. I'm an ambassador for it. I think it is absolutely great. It is a national program. What has caused the prevalence of this particular type of incident with inside the lower bowel? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so the biggest risk for bowel cancer is actually age. And although there are links with some genetic conditions and lifestyle habits do have an influence on the state of your bowel. So if you're overweight or obese and you have a high alcohol intake or you smoke and so forth. So there's a lot of the risk factors are known for many types of cancers. But in actual fact, 80% of people who develop bowel cancer will have no family history. And it's unfortunate that age is the biggest factor, and that's why we start at age 50.
And it's worth doing it at any age, but particularly those between 50 and 74. You say that the current participation rate in WA is about 45%. Mm-hmm. Naturally, you want to grow that.
Yes, absolutely. And we work very hard with our community partners, in particular the Cancer Council, WA, to promote the program and to educate community and care providers to try and drive better participation in the program.
So what is the best way to spread the word about the program? Is it interviews like this? Because people will listen to you talk rather than read something in a pamphlet or in the newspaper?
It's all of those things. So, yes, we do media interviews, and we do easy-to-understand pamphlets and literature. We do a lot of education in the community. And really, there's no single answer to try and raise the profile. It's just constant in trying to make people aware that this program is out there, that it works, it's safe, it's so easy, and it could save your life.
And Kath, bowel cancer is very preventable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you find it in its most treatable stages, in the early stages, over 90% will survive after 5 years. So it's actually one of the most treatable cancers, which is just amazing.
Now, my producer's just come up with an interesting question. I'm going to put it to you, Kath. It's lightheartedly. She said, could you possibly improve the flavour of the pre-colonoscopy flusher?
I'm so sorry, that's beyond our program remit. Sadly, the bowel prep out of our control.
No, I understand. Okay, well, what can someone do if they're feeling concerned? Now, they're listening to you talk this afternoon. What's their first course of action if they haven't received an envelope yet, but they think, maybe I should do something about this?
Well, the kit will arrive after you turn 50. If you haven't received the kit yet and want to check when you're due, you can either log on to the national website, there's a link to check, or you can call the helpline on 1-800-627-701. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I think the main thing is to be bowel aware. And we talk about knowing your body, knowing what's regular. If you notice habits your bowel habits have changed, if you see any blood, any weight loss that you're not sure about, go and speak with your GP. Yeah. And just know your body and act on it. I think acting is the key.
Absolutely. Check with your GP. Check your poos. Don't be embarrassed. Nobody else is looking. But as you say, Healthy WA has its own website where you can get more information at healthywa.wa.gov.au or the Cancer Council at cancerwa.asn.au. Everybody should have one. And the sooner the better, and we will all live longer. Kath, it's been really good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Chris.